Okay, we're doing the Kitzur Shchan Aruch Mekor Chaim, and you're up to Halacha Hey, Perek Chet Halacha Hey. B'knisato yishem me'at. When a person enters shul, he should pause a little bit. V'yomar, he should say, V'ani b'rov chascha avo v'itecha ishtachaveh lechal kodshcha b'yiratecha. I enter your home. The shul is Hashem's home. And I recognize it is your kindness that allows me to enter here. And so I bow before your Hechal Kodshecha B'yiratecha out of awe for you, fear of you. And then one says the other pasuk, which is B'vet Elokim Na'alech B'ragesh. In Hashem's house, we walk with excitement, or however we'll translate B'ragesh, with care. Halachavad. Hashkamat Bet HaKneset. Waking up, coming early to shul. אם מן הדברים שעושה אותם אוכל פרוטיהם בעולם הזה והקרן קיים לו לעולם הבא וזוכה לארכות ימים. That's one of those things that whoever does it, he'll get the fruits in this world, and the main wages are still in the world to come, and he will have longevity, he'll live a long life, he who comes early to shul. Oh, it's a Gemara, it's a pasuk. למען ירבו ימיכם וימי בניכם. So Chazal say, if you come early to shul and you leave late, so that's one of the things Chazal say gives a person longevity. Halacha Zayin, batei knesiot uvatei midrashot ein nohagim mehem kalut rosh. One is not supposed to behave in a light-headed fashion in a shul or a base medrash. Kigon, schok, for example, to joke around, veitul, v'sichat tila, or just having idle chatter. V'chol ze pashut shasur ha-shelo b'shat tila, and it's obvious that this is prohibited, even when it's not a time of prayer. V'ashrei yish yirei Hashem. Praised is the man who is God-fearing, shelo yavol bet ha-melech la-achisob sichav tila, that he doesn't enter the king's house to get him upset with his idle chatter. V'kol shekem b'shat tfilah v'kiyat ha-Torah, and certainly at a time of prayer or reading the Torah. Meaning, at all times we have to act in shul or beis medrash with the recognition that we're in God's presence and not be lightheaded, but certainly in time of prayer or reading of the Torah. ובזוהר קדוש אמרון, in the holy Zohar they said, המדבר בבית כנסת אינו חלק באלוקי ישראל. Okay, I will read Chet, because also connected, הריזל היה נזהר מאוד שלא לדבר בבית כנסת רק תפילתו. The Rizal took great care that in a shul he'd only daven, he wouldn't say anything else. אפילו דברי מוסר ותשובה לא דיבר, פן יימשך ממנו דיבור חול. He was scared that if he starts even talking מוסר and תשובה, he'd end up talking words of that are mundane. So in shul, he only daven. So we're in a base medrash. This isn't the shul. We live here. So that's why we could drink. We could eat a snack here. But we still have to be careful what we say and how we behave in the shul.